Welcome to the Part-Time Money Podcast, Episode 3, Making Money with a Part-Time Delivery Service. I'm your host, Philip Taylor, creator of PT Money Personal Finance. Part-Time Money Podcast is designed to help you discover new and interesting ways to make extra money and to learn the ins and outs of those money-making methods. Not from me, but from the people who are actually doing the work. Along the way, hopefully you can pick up a few entrepreneurial skills to help you in whatever money-making pursuit you take on. In today's episode, I'll be talking with Gary Christensen, owner of Christensen Delivery Service. Gary shares his story and provides some valuable insights into running your own business. All right, today I'm here with Gary Christensen, and Gary has started a delivery service company. This is something he did in his career, and then he took it, started doing it part-time for other people, and then was eventually let go by his main employer, but was able to then use the side business to turn it into a full-time business. So we're going to learn today about delivery companies and how that business works and Gary's story. So Gary, welcome.
Thank you.
Good to have you here today. So I guess maybe a good way to start would be to talk a little bit about your previous career working for other companies as a delivery driver and maybe how you got started doing that.
Well, it was back in 2003. I was applying for different companies, and one company called and said they would like to hire me, but I needed to provide my own van. I didn't have a van at that time. And I shopped around and found the van, and, you know, really without knowing for sure if I would have the job, I went ahead and invested in the van, and they, you know, they put me to work the very next day. And I was driving for them. I would get up to the next city and above Corvallis and pick up the number of packages that they had ready for me. They would take orders by phone and get the packages ready and then send them down to this other city. I'd drive up there each morning, pick up my assortment of packages with kind of a list of different addresses where they had to go, and head down and start delivering them, usually finished by 4 or 5 in the afternoon. Next day I get up and go up there and get the next group of packages and deliver them. And I enjoyed it, being on the road and not really having a boss breathing down my shoulder, not really having a time clock as such. And I was paid, you know, about $1.50 per package. So there was quite a bit of delivering to do each day.
Awesome. Did you just make one main delivery every day?
Yes. And I have anywhere between 50 and 100 stops in a day.
I see. What type of business were you delivering for?
It was an office supply company. They would take orders and package them up and then have them ready for me each day.
Oh, awesome. So how did you find out about that job?
I think it was through an ad that I saw in the newspaper.
Okay.
And called and applied, as most people usually apply for work.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard at that time that they needed me to have my own van, so that kind of made me think a bit, but once they hired me, I said, yeah, let's go for it.
Okay, awesome. Do you mind me asking how you went about getting the van? Was it a used van that you found somewhere? Did you go out and buy something new? Did you take on some debt? How did that happen?
No, it was a used van. I'd seen it in a lot here in Corvallis, and my wife and I went over there. It was about, about $10,000 or $11,000.
Okay.
I'd only had one previous owner, and it was in good condition. And we went to our bank, and we were able to get a down payment and put it on a loan. And, you know, after about 3 or 4 years, I think we had it paid off.
Awesome.
So it belongs to us now.
Good. So that was your main investment up front.
Yeah.
Yeah, so even just working for another company, you know, you had to invest some money initially.
Initially, yes.
Yeah. So were you a full-time employee for this company, or did they just pay you, like you said, they just paid you per package, right?
they just paid me for the package delivering, and it was a pretty good full-time job.
Okay.
I was usually up there by 6:30 or 7 to get the packages, and all day delivering, and finished by 4 or 5 in the afternoon.
Okay. So was this full-time job, I guess, enough to support you and your family financially, or did you have something else going on? Does your wife work, or?
Well, I had a part-time business that I was running out of my home. I was selling things through the mail.
Okay.
So it was a good job, but the price per package or the amount of money that I earned per package just wasn't that great. And then they started reducing, went down to $1.15 a package and then down to $1.10 per package.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, this is crazy. We're just continuing to do the same thing for less and less money.
Right. And I'm sure gas prices weren't helping you out there either.
No, gas prices were still high, so
yeah.
I was just on the lookout for anything else that I could do.
Okay, so how did you, make the transition from working with only one company in this business to then, you know, taking it, I guess, to a bigger level, looking for more clients and things like that?
Well, I knew that if it continued going at that rate, if they continued to drop the price per package that I was delivering, I'd be out of work pretty soon. I'd be to the point where I just couldn't afford to do it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of encouraged me to look around. And of course, I said, well, I do have my own van. And if this company just doesn't work out and I have to leave at some point, I do have my van, so... And what could I do with my van? So I thought for a few moments that, well, I'm already delivering. Why not just, do my own deliveries?
Mm-hmm.
Try to find customers that need me to deliver things for them. So even then, I was already starting to, I had some cards printed up, and I was already starting to pass them around. As soon as my day's work was done, I would stop in and visit with prospective clients and let them know that I was starting my own delivery business and was looking for work.
Okay. And how was that received, that approach? Did, obviously, you were able to pick up a few clients that way?
Yes. In fact, one of the first places that I walked into, they had just lost their, they had a couple college students that had a truck,
mm-hmm.
and I guess school was out. It was about March or April. School was getting out, and they were deciding to disband, so they had just given their notice that Friday would be the last day. And I walked in on a Thursday and said, yeah, I'm starting my own delivery business, wanted to find out if I could help you. And they said, wow, we're just losing our driver. Can you start tomorrow?
Perfect timing.
It was just perfect timing, yes.
So I don't know if you said it or not. Were these other office supply companies that you went to, or what type of businesses did you go to?
I just began to think, well, what kind of businesses do deliveries? What kind of businesses would need someone to deliver things for them?
Mm-hmm.
So thinking along those lines, I said, well, furniture companies, they probably need somebody to deliver furniture for them. People come in and buy something and they don't have a way to get it to their house. Maybe they would need me to help them to bring that item from the store to their house.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And as it worked out, this one company, it was a used furniture company, and they said, well, not only do you need to do deliveries, but we often get calls from people saying, well, we have something we want to donate to your company, used furniture item. Could you also go out and pick up those items? So it was kind of a double whammy. It was
mm-hmm.
not only getting deliveries, but it was also doing pickups.
Okay. So just to clarify, you were still working for the office supply company, but then you were starting to do these other gigs on the side, right?
Yes.
Okay. So how did you the office supply company, they seemed to sort of dictate to you what your rate would be. When you went out on your own, how did you sort of decide how to set your rates in terms of delivery?
Yeah, it was something new that I had to try to figure out, the neat thing was that this previous company who was doing the deliveries for them, they kind of gave me an idea of what the prices, what they were charging. So then kind of gave me a base idea, a starting point, what I could charge. They were charging people $25 for a delivery, so I said, yeah, I can do it for $25. And then, this coming year, January 1st of 2011, I'm going to raise it up to $30.
Okay.
But it was a good way to start because I had someone that I could lean on, someone I could ask questions about, and, mm-hmm. and kind of go from there.
Great. So how long did you do the main gig with the office supply company while also handling other clients?
Well, it wasn't too long of a transition because, like I say, they continued to drop our rates, and it was near the beginning of the year. I think it was March, and I could kind of see it on the horizon that this isn't going to last much longer. Either they're going to fire me, or I'm going to quit. I just felt it in my bones that this was not going to last very much longer, so I'd better get out there and do some things on my own.
I see. Well, great. How would you say, the side business helped you and your family financially? So, in other words, you were sort of making the steady rate there with the office supply company, but then you started going out on your own. Did you see significant gains in financially, or did you sort of maintain? How did it take off for you financially, I guess?
Well, I did have a second income coming in from this one company who needed me to take over mm-hmm. and provide a delivery service for them because they had just lost the truck and drivers. So it provided a means of a second income. It wasn't a lot of money, but it showed me, number one, that if I did lose my job, at least I had something to fall back on.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a full-time position, but it showed me that I could find work on my own. And it gave me confidence to believe that if something did happen, if I lost the job or decided to quit, that I probably could start this new business on the side.
Mm-hmm.
I could turn it into a full-time business.
I see. So as far as time of day that you had to do these deliveries, I'm just trying to think in terms of someone who might have a normal, 8-to-5 job. Is this a side income, a side business that would be good for someone with a normal 8-to-5 job, or would it really not work for that type of person?
Well, it kind of depends if you have some extra time either during the day, maybe you have a lunch hour.
Mm-hmm.
You can go out and pass out cards, talk to people, possibly if you have a day off during the week, or maybe even Saturday. If you're not working on Saturday, go out there and promote yourself. Go out there and pass out more cards, talk to people. Call businesses on the phone, introduce yourself, tell them what you can do for them. Anything that you can do on the side, extra hours, part-time work, anything that you can do to build your business up is going to help you in the long run.
Right. So that's on the promotion side, but on actually doing the deliveries, do most companies require you to deliver from, normal business hours?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
My wife was a big help because when I did get a delivery, and if I was already on the route with the other company doing deliveries, and I couldn't do that delivery, I'd call my wife and say, "Hey, can you go over and pick up that package and deliver it?" She had a van also. It was a family van. It was had seats in it, of course, but we took out the seats, so she had room to carry larger packages, and she was doing some of those deliveries on the side while I was out in the route truck doing the normal stuff.
Mm. That makes sense. Okay. So maybe if someone had an evening job, evening part-time job or evening full-time job, this might be something that could work for them because they could deliver during normal business hours.
Oh, I believe so.
Or maybe they could just start with a Saturday and do deliveries for a furniture company or someone who just needed maybe a delivery driver once a week.
Yeah, in fact, I was probably working more on a Saturday than I was any day during the week.
Really?
Because that was about the only day that I had that I could do my own deliveries and try to supplement my income and try to build a customer base so that if I did lose this position, I would have something immediately to go into. And that's eventually what happened when I got notice that I was no longer needed or my services were no longer required. I immediately just the next day, I was out there, you know, beating the pavement even more and passing out more cards and talking to more people. And so the transition was fairly easy.
So for someone new to this idea, how did you go about, you know, you said passing out the cards and really just, how did you go about, you know, getting to the business owners, or did you just walk in a day or did you make an appointment, or, you know, how did that process work of selling yourself to these businesses?
Well, it was a little bit of both. While I was out there, I was, I would pass out a flyer that had some of my rates on it and prices for items going to a local area or to the city, the next city 10 miles away or another city that was 30 miles away. I had different rates listed for those particular deliveries. So I was meeting people and talking to people and passing out this flyer and handing out my cards wherever I could. And then was also talking to people on the phone after hours and sending mailings to them and letting them know what I did and what I could offer them. And little by little, you know, another contract, another company wanted information. I mailed the information to them, and then they called me and said, we'd like you to start working for us. And so then I had another contract, and then a little while later, another company called me, and they wanted me to do deliveries for them. So then I had a third contract.
I see.
So little by little, it built up.
Okay. So what are these sales contracts or service contracts look like?
Well, the second one that I worked for was a company that would, like an urgent care, would take in patients and do a preliminary exam, and then if they took a blood draw or some kind of scraping or a specimen of some sort, they didn't have their own lab, so they needed to send it up to our local hospital, which was about 5 or 6 miles away, so I'd pick up the specimen and run it up to the hospital. They provided me with a contract. They said, well, can you do this and this and this? And we'll pay you this for each one of these and this for each one of those. And
I see.
So they printed up the contract, and I looked it over, and I signed it, and that was how I officially got that second contract.
Okay, great. How long would there be a time period associated with the contracts?
Specimen company, the initial contract was for 2 years, from October of 08 until October of 10. And then they renewed the contract just a few months ago.
Oh, that's great. So that can give you some confidence in your business and somewhat of a feeling of stability, I guess, that you can rely on that client and move forward with them. That's good.
Yes. And you try to do, of course, the best job that you can do, and you know, whenever they call you, to show up as quick as you can, to deliver things efficiently, to get a signature or whatever is required so that you have proof of delivery. And they have just been great. They've been great to work with, and like I say, they just recently renewed our contract at a higher rate, so I guess they're pleased.
Awesome. So how many companies are you working with now to do delivery service?
On a regular basis, I've got 5 contracts. This has been since 07. So in 3 years, I've gotten 5 contracts. Plus, I also get calls from other companies. I have my cards out at several locations. There's an antique store. He said, well, can I have some of your cards? So I put them there. And customers will always be coming in and saying, oh, who's this? And he'd give them a copy of my card. And, yeah, this guy does deliveries. And then they would pick their home, and they'd call me in a couple of days. Yeah, I got your card at such and such a location. Can you do this or that? And I'd give them a price. And so it helps to have cards out there at different locations. People can pick them up and call you.
Awesome. So that's been your primary marketing technique, sounds like, a local
guard. That and the Yellow Pages, and, of course, going out and talking in person. Nothing beats the personal contact.
Right. Awesome. So we sort of talked about the marketing into your business, but what are some of the, other technical aspects of running a business versus, I know you were just working for someone else doing, one delivery a day, but as your business grow and you have the contracts now, do you have to focus on accounting and invoicing these customers? Do you invoice these customers once a month? How often do you invoice them?
Most of them are once a month.
Okay.
The specimen company, I just keep track of every delivery. I have a route sheet I was able to pick up in the same office supply company I used to deliver for. I had this particular booklet, like a delivery booklet, and it had several lines on each page, and they had the date and the time, and it had from and to. So it was just a perfect little booklet to pick up. So every time I do a delivery, I write it down and put the reference number in the reference number line, and it's just a beautiful little delivery booklet. As far as billing goes, I just created my own letterhead, my own bills on my own computer, and then I just type up how many deliveries and say that the delivery sheets are included, and send them the bill, and they send me a check once a month. So that was something I'd never done before. I'd never done my own billing or accounting, but that's something you learn as you go.
Mm-hmm. That's great. So what about insurance or any other type of necessity for this type of business? I'm assuming you have to go out and get some kind of specialized insurance to be a delivery service?
Yes, there is a, I can't think of the word. It's a professional insurance company for businesses, and I have insurance in case anything happens. Yeah, you have to find out what you need, if there's licenses, if there's any of the things that you need to make sure that you're operating legally. You have to get those things, of course.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a little bit of research, and you have to ask questions, and you have to find out what you need. There's not anybody that's going to come over, I noticed you're starting a business.
Right.
Here's what you need, blah, 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 blah. You've got to go out and do the research you need.
Right. So what mistakes would you say people make when trying to make money as a delivery driver?
Mistakes. I probably made some mistakes. Of course, no mistakes come to mind at the moment, but I'm sure I made some mistakes along the way.
Yeah.
You just do the best you can, and if people have problems, there were a couple complaints that I received, and of course, if you're running your own business, the buck stops here. The complaints come right to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to handle the complaints. If a person says that they did not appreciate how I handled their merchandise, then you apologize. You try to do what you can do to make people happy, to make people satisfied, because that's initially, or actually, it all depends on customer service. If you
mm-hmm.
please the customer, then they're going to tell other people. And if you don't please the customer, then you've got to do something to make them happy.
Mm-hmm.
But I've had very few complaints. Like I say, I'm a person that tries to do the best darn job that I can possibly do and impress people, and because I know the word of mouth, that's come through many times. I've had lots of people call me and say, yeah, I talked to my friend so-and-so, and they said that you did a great delivery job for them. Can you do mm-hmm. one for us? And so word of mouth is everything, and if you don't satisfy a customer, you're not going to have much word of mouth advertising going on.
That is excellent advice. So what's next for you in your business?
Well, I'm looking for more contracts, of course. I just started one in October, and it's probably going to be the biggest contract that I've ever had. Working with a mattress company, they were looking for something else because they had a truck that would come up from a neighboring city, And as soon as they got into Corvallis, it was an $80 flat fee. They hadn't delivered anything, but they were charging them $80 just to come from the other city to Corvallis to do delivery. And then they would charge them $40 for each mattress that they delivered when they picked them up. So they were looking for something else, so he called me one day and said, hey, can you come over and talk? I'd like to find out about your business and what you charge. So I went over and sat down with the guy, and he told me the situation. He said, we're just paying too much for the deliveries. These guys are charging us this flat fee and then $40 for each delivery. And I looked him in the eye and I said, I can do each delivery for $35, and I won't charge you a flat fee. He says, we're going to do a lot of business together. So some of it is just luck. Some of it is just having your information out there, so when someone needs you, they will be able to find you. Mm-hmm. And when they call, if there's any way possible to beat the other guy's price, do it. Even if you have to undercut their prices and make a little bit less, if you can get the foot in the door and you can satisfy the customer with what you can do for less, your business can go on for a long time, because there it is again, satisfying the customer, meeting the customer's needs. That's primary.
Man, that's such good advice. Thanks for sharing that with me, Gary. One last question, and that is, any specific advice, other than what we've already talked about, for someone who would want to be, you know, starting this type of business from the ground up?
Specifically related to a delivery business?
Yeah, if they wanted to start a delivery business up today, you know, what's kind of your pitch to those people?
Well, I think there is a possibility for a good delivery business in most any city. If you check around, you're bound to find out a couple businesses probably already operating in your city. Look in the Yellow Pages, look online, do some checking around, find out who your competitors are. And if they're doing a great job and there's no opening, and if there's no chance, then look around for neighboring cities. There's bound to be somebody out there that needs a delivery service, a good quality, customer-oriented delivery service. Or any kind of business. If you're not sure what you want to do, start saving some money. Start putting some money aside. Start looking around. Start doing some investigating. Find out what kind of business you want to operate, and you know, go for it. Give it a try. What can you lose?
Awesome. Well, Gary, thank you so much for being with me here today. I really appreciate the advice, and I know others listening to this appreciate it as well. So thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Philip.
That does it for this week's podcast. This has been Phil Taylor with the Part-Time Money Podcast. You can contact me at pt@ptmoney.com or just visit me online at ptmoney.com. Again, thanks for listening, and see you next week.